It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Frankenstein 3000 is added to the Brighton Bar's Wall of Fame. Kodiak rocks with Carmine Appice in Connecticut. And not one, but two bands, Casanova Game and Super Thrash Bros, make their Jersey Rock debut. But first, joining us over the phone is Rob Nardone of City Vision. Their EP, The Darkness and the Blinding Light, is out now. Rob, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated.
It's a pleasure to have you on. You guys just rocked Scarlett Carson's reunion show over at the Stone Pony. How was that?
That was an amazing show. It was an incredible turnout. Very crowded. Lots of familiar faces. Lots of people singing along. A super excellent night for them as well. We were happy to be a part of it. We've been friends with those guys going back years now. So it was very special to us for them to reach out. And we had a great time. And it was an excellent evening for sure.
Yeah, it was a killer lineup that night. Of course, your latest EP, The Darkness and the Blinding Light, is out now. What went into producing that?
So my drummer, Dar, and I go back a few years now when we started writing and recording all of the music for the EP. And kind of over the years of writing and recording, we've put out three singles along the way. And then we finally decided it was time to put out a proper EP. So we packaged those three singles with three new songs. And now it's a collection called The Darkness and the Blinding Light. And you can find that on all streaming platforms. We have physical CDs at the shows as well. And I think it's, from front to back, a nice example of what exactly City Vision sounds like.
And we just featured your video for A Dark, Strange World as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. A really cool video. What went into making that?
First off, I appreciate that so much. Thank you guys for featuring. That means a lot to us. We kind of look at the song as viewing the world as it is now. There's a lot that has to do with technology. There's a lot of communicating with new people with apps and iPhones and internet and things like that. And it's very rare anymore to kind of meet somebody through an organic experience. So the song kind of starts off with, we could be strangers in our city, or we could meet by the light of the moon, or we could leave by the light of the moon, rather. And it's kind of just meeting somebody in an organic way and realizing that it's very rare these days with all the media and technology around us, and kind of taking a chance or kind of walking away. So we kind of saw it as that kind of chance encounter. You meet with somebody, and then for when we were bringing the music video together, we kind of bouncing ideas off how could we say that in a visual way. So we thought the VR headsets that you see throughout the video were a good way to explain, just what we were trying to say in the song and through a visual, manner. And then through the use of the VR platform, we had a lot of, there's a lot of things you might miss if you watch it. I would recommend watching it a few times. There's a lot of old movie clips. There's some clips from, current events and everything like that. So we thought all of that was important to include to round out the video.
I think it's very poignant in the day that we live in where, I remember going to parties and even bars and people used to talk to each other. And now it's, everyone's busy on their phone.
Yeah. It's funny. When we play live, we actually have this excerpt sample that plays right before Dark Strange World, and there's kind of a clip in it. It's like the Siri voice from the iPhone Siri voice, and it's the iPhone, the famous iPhone jingle when somebody calls your phone is the start of this excerpt that plays live, and everybody kind of looks at their phone when it goes off live. It's a really funny thing to see, and then the Siri voice comes on, and it just starts saying that, exactly that, everybody's on their phone, everyone's face is in their phone. We could be living life or we could just be letting it pass us by. So that's how we kind of lead in the song when we play A Dark Strange World live. So it's kind of neat to kind of bring that to a live audience to kind of think about that in the moment. So that's pretty neat for the live show.
That's a good message. Check it out on the Jersey Rock page up on WRAT.com. The track we're doing on the podcast, tell us about Saints on Broadway.
Saints on Broadway is a song that we wrote towards the end of writing our EP, The Darkness and the Blinding Light. And when we were finished, we kind of felt like that something special, that kind of magic in the room. And we kind of felt like this was definitely the song that you would play for somebody if they wanted to get, a roundabout example of what City Vision sounded like. It's got the rock, it's got the electronic, it's got the melodies. It's got everything that we include in our catalog of music. So we thought this was a great song to bring to the podcast and show listeners what City Vision is all about.
Hell yeah. And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that City Vision is doing?
I would say the official website is the best place. That's www.cityvisionmusic.com. You can find everything there, from our biography to our music to our videos. We've got 3 music videos out, and we've also got a live performance that was professionally captured at the Saint back at our CD release party in January. So we've got 4 professionally captured music videos up on the website. We've also got all the tour dates and everything in the future that's going to be happening. That's the place to check out. And we've also got all of our socials, which are important to be following as well, facebook.com/CityVisionMusic, Instagram @CityVisionMusic, Twitter, CityVisionMusic, and that's pretty much a good place to find us if you want to follow along.
Rob Nardone of City Vision. Their EP, The Darkness and the Blinding Light, is out now. Rob, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's City Vision with Saints on Broadway on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Fluorescent lights in a worn down coffin. Well, that's enough to get this started. You shuffle through your purse, looking for the right kind of cure. Any sign of hope is just departed.
Hey, it's Keith Roth, Frankenstein 3000, and the Electric Ballroom, and you're listening to my buddy, Tom Hanley, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I love New York City, greatest place in the world. I love New York City, I love New York, yeah. Downtown in a grand-ass village, Hell's Kitchen, Central Park, New York Knicks, at the Garden, Broadway, after dark, because I never gave up on you, New York, and you never let me down. I love New York City, greatest place in the world. I love New York City, I love New York, yeah. We're the city
on the Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their latest album, The Blunt Truth, is available now at mainmanrecords.com. Don't miss them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch this Friday. The band's name will be added to the legendary Wall of Fame. Also on the bill, the X-Men, Lower the Veil, and Candy Cavity. Tickets are available at brightonbar.com. Joining us over the phone is Mark Lampasona of Casanova Kane. Their latest EP, The Grit, is out now. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for having me, man.
Hell yeah, man. My pleasure to have you on here. And we mentioned you have your latest EP, The Grit's, out, but you're currently working on new material. How's that going?
It's actually going really good. We're getting a lot of good stuff down, trying to really use our skills more, make some more progressive stuff, but still have an old school rock and roll influence, you know?
And, you know, I heard that on The Grit EP, and of course the track we're going to rock tonight, Bob Pantella of Monster Magnet worked with you guys in this.
Yes. Yeah, Bob's a man. Love working with him.
Any idea as to when the new stuff will be available?
We're aiming for probably fall.
And when that's up, or maybe if somebody wants to grab your current EP, The Grit, or any of your other recordings, where can they go to either stream or download or grab a physical copy?
They can go to any media streaming website. You got Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, all the good stuff.
Now, I know you guys don't have any live shows in the horizon right now because you're focusing on writing new material. But we're looking forward to when you do announce some dates. What can somebody expect from a Casanova Kane performance?
We just try to keep everything very energetic, very rock and roll, pretty much.
What's the best way for someone to keep an eye on everything that Casanova Kane is up to?
We are on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Of course, we mentioned new material coming. We mentioned your latest EP, The Grip, but we're going to dial it back even further and do an older song, a fan favorite. Tell us about Shiver.
Shiver is actually, yeah, that seems to be everyone's favorite. Really, you know, it's a song about, like, a guy being, you know, into a girl. It's, you know, about a primal, like, untamed physical desire, something we all feel from time to time. Just from, you know, laying eyes on somebody. It's like a fire that starts inside, you know, consumes like a wildfire. It's just one of those songs about a girl, you know.
Mark Lampisona of Casanovacaine. Grab their latest EP, The Grit, right now, and keep an eye out for some new material coming this fall. Mark, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Casanovacaine with Shiver on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, this is Mark Lampisona from Casanovacaine, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
And now it's time to take a quick look at some of the upcoming local shows featuring Jersey Rock artists. Here's your Jersey Rock concert calendar with Jersey Rock intern Alyssa Servo.
Thanks, Tom. Live from Stone Pony, Tramps Like Us, July 3rd. Doors, 7 p.m. Admission, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Southside, Johnny from Stone Pony Summer Stage, July 6th, Doors, 5 p.m. Admission, $36.50 in advance and $45 at the door. Yasbury Lane presents Railroad Earth, July 5th and 6th. Doors, 7 p.m. Admission, $30 in advance, $35 at the door, and $50 for a two-day ticket. This event is 18 and up. Brighton Bar presents Anaconda Plan, July 6th. Doors, 12:30 p.m. Admission, $13 in advance and $16 at the door. Live from Common Park High Bridge, Citizens Band Radio, Venture to Zen and Others, July 6th, 5 p.m. I'm Melissa Servo with your Jersey Rock concert calendar.
Hey, this is Pete Majani of Kodiak, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Kodiak on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. They're rocking the Trilogy Lounge in Connecticut with Carmine Appice on July 12th. More info at KodiakBand.com. Joining us over the phone are Mega Man and Ness, yeah, you heard me right, of Super Thrash Brothers. You can catch them at the Empire Game Expo in Albany, New York on July 13th. Guys, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, good to be here.
Now, there's a lot of cool bands that are out there that that feature a theme. Bands like Mack Sabbath or the Cybertronic Spree. And you guys are kind of in that same light. Tell us about Super Thrash Brothers.
Okay, well, we're like a video game soundtrack cover band. We're based off the popular game Super Smash Brothers, where we kind of dress up in costumes of the characters that we like, and we have like some theatrics based on like the storyline of the games that happen during our shows.
Your debut album, I love the title for this, Master of Buttons, is out now. Tell us about that.
I mean, it's out now. That's a great place to start. It's taken us a little while to finally put the whole thing together, but we're happy to finally have a full studio album out. It's got 8 tracks on it. All of the songs are medleys of multiple songs from different video games. We've got Mega Man, we've got Mario, we've got Kirby, all sorts of stuff.
Do you stay in the Nintendo realm, or do you venture out into other video games?
Well, everything's pretty much based around Super Smash Bros. Specifically right now. In the future, we may venture out of that, but we have a very strong, like, theatrical, kind of thing at our events with the Smash Bros. Storyline.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, you know, there's photos on online. You guys have some great costumes. I love the Majora's Mask. Tell us what a live performance from Super Thrash Brothers is like.
It's definitely very, very energetic. There are 4 musicians and 1, I guess you could call him a hype man. He's not really a vocalist because all the tunes are instrumental, but he plays the role of like the video game's announcer. Is called Master Hand, and he kind of runs the show in terms of like just general theatrics, and it brings like a level of crowd interaction to the show that we wouldn't have otherwise. But it's all high energy, high intensity, nonstop metal and nerd stuff. It's pretty great.
And you guys are all rocking costumes. So tell me, if someone's staring at the stage right now, who are they going to see up there rocking out?
They're going to see Ness, Skull Kid, Sheik, and Mega Man.
And of course, you guys are rocking the Empire Game Expo. That's upstate New York, Albany, on July 13th. How could someone get tickets for that?
They get tickets to that directly from Empire Game Expo's website, or at the event itself,
Is that a gaming convention?
Sure is.
And, of course, looking ahead, what do you guys have planned as we get further into 2019?
What else do we have planned? Well, we have Colossal Con East in September, which is an awesome event I'm really hyped for. It's like an anime gaming expo. It's in the Poconos at Kalahari Resorts in Pennsylvania, which is just sounds like a great time.
Yeah. I've actually been to it. It's beautiful up there.
Awesome.
Air is very, very clean. That's cool. How can people find out more about Super Thrash Brothers?
Follow us on any and every social media you got. If it's on the internet, we're there. SuperThrashBros.com as well has links to all of our socials, and it has some special perks you don't find anywhere else.
Track, we're doing a medley of songs from the classic SNES game F-Zero. Tell us about this.
We wanted to pick a track that was this is the track that opens the album, and we wanted to pick something that would really drive home the thrash metal vibe that we're going for right away. It's a racing game, so all the tracks are high energy, they're upbeat, they're in your face. They were designed to be metal, even if it was like 8-bit or 16-bit. So we just brought it to life with some distorted guitars and drums and bass, and yeah.
Mega Man and Ness of Super Thrash Brothers. Catch them at the Empire Game Expo in Albany, New York on July 13th. They're also rocking Colossal Con East up at the Kalahari and the Poconos this fall. Guys, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Let's rock this track. Here's Super Thrash Brothers with F-Zero on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Smash Bros with a cut off of their Master of Buttons album on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can catch them at the Empire Gaming Expo in Albany on July 13th. More info at superthrashbros.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.